The smell of burning souls. You know, that phrase, the smell of burning souls, came up in conversation a few minutes ago. I came into the Hospitalité to drop off a collection of a very heavy bag of presents that my mother bought, and I couldn't resist sitting down for a cup of tea with some of the nurses here. And the way the conversation went was about how vivid we were brought up, and what was the pain of hell like, and what was the colour of hell like. And I said to one of the nurses, who had just gone on about the mystery, and whether we were right in the way we think today, as opposed to how they used to think when we were young. And she was kind of holding up the idea that, you know, it wasn't obvious who was right and who was wrong, and also the idea of mystery. So the conversation went on a little bit further, and I remembered feeling the pain of hell. And somebody else said, another nurse said, people were afraid to die. And she said it in such a way that it wasn't just the normal terror we might all have of dying and the sadness about the prospect of it, facing it, but it was that we didn't know what was on the other side. And there was the prospect of heaven on the one hand, which of course would be highly desirable, but then there was the prospect of both purgatory and hell. So the conversation went on about this, the pain that was vivid, and then I remembered the colour of the flames, hell being a very colourful place. And then it went on to a sense that was missing. I said I'd never had a sensation of the smell of hell. Had a number of other, the sight and the sound and the, but never the smell. Then one of the nurses said something about the smell of burning bodies, and then I realized, of course, that hell would not be burning bodies, it would be burning souls. And that's where the phrase the smell of burning souls come from. And I thanked her because I said, look, I'm a poet, and that would be a great title for a poem, I thought. And I thought, well, I'm going to write that poem now. And then she said, well, let me see it when you've written it. And I said, don't know, you mightn't want to see it when I'd written it. The smell of burning souls. Of course, to the secular world, the smell of burning souls is the smell of burning rubber, and, you know, walking the pilgrimage with burning rubber in the heat. We were talking about something very different.